but we still got a long ways to go. And I'm proud of the guys in this locker room. Where we stuck together. We had some road bumps early in the game. We overcame some big penalties and some turnovers, and we made the plays when we needed to on both sides of the ball.
Why for you was this so big?
Because in 15 years, you don't have a 5-0 run like this. And I had it once. We were 6-0, but the end of that season, we ended up 3-7 in the last 10 games, so we didn't make the playoffs. So it's big. We gave ourselves a jump start on the rest of the division and the entire conference. We go into bye week at a good time, and this is going to be a special win for us.
The margin of victory the first 4 weeks has been a little bit more comfortable. What does it tell you today, the way it happened?
You know, it showed the character of this team. From the young guys all the way to the most veteran guys on this team, that anything can happen. You just got to stick with it, keep working, and just believe in what we have. And we did just that. It wasn't pretty. We didn't have the big plays, but we made the plays when we needed to make
them. Kevin, why do you think the emotions were kind of more evident today than
in we're playing against a very good team. The Ravens pride themselves on how well their defense plays. Obviously, Ray Lewis is the emotional leader, not just their defense, but the entire locker room on the other side. And that's just the way they come to play. And so you got to amp it up to play those guys. And our team did that. Like I said, we overcame the emotions early on and the tidal wave of penalties and things like that. But in the end, we remained calm and cool when we needed to. And got the job done.
Can you have a comeback, come from behind victory against the number one ranked defense? That has to go a long way in building this team's confidence.
It does. It definitely does. And I think we're going to see the dividends later on in the season. Right now, we're just going to enjoy this win and have a short ride home and enjoy the bye week.
Kerry wants to make this his team. Is there anything bigger than a game-winning touchdown drive?
Nothing. Nothing is bigger than that. And Kerry, I'm sure, has been through a bunch of them in his career. This is a big game for him because last time he faced this team was in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't a very good game for him. And I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. And right now, this is his team. But, Jeff made that point very clear a few weeks back, and nobody's arguing that. And we're just going to continue to go with what we got.
How was that last drive like, of just kind of picking up confidence as you moved down the field?
Yeah, we knew if we can just protect them, to protect Kerry and give them a chance to throw the ball, that we can find some seams. They brought a little different looks at us. They brought some heat on a couple of times. We picked it all up. And we pride ourselves on pass protection, and not just on the line, but as a team. The running backs were in there. Chris Johnson made some pickups and things like that. And guys made plays when they needed to. Algie made the huge catch for the end zone. But Bo made a catch, and some other guys did too. Everybody played a part in this. Not one guy stood out.
Did you get a good look at the Suggs head?
No. I didn't see it. I was probably on the ground myself. Yeah. But I know Kerry's a little sore right now, but, it's all good.